محمد الهادي البشير قد جاءنا حق النذير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So today's topic is حسن العشرة, being good to one's family. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a famous hadith, he said, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. He said that the best of you are the best of you to their families, and I'm the best of you to their families. There are a number of events that happened with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidah Aisha that illustrate his beautiful character at home. Sayyidah Aisha, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, she was young. He was young, and he used to play with her. He used to say to her, let's race. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raced with her, and she beat him. And then many years later, when she had grown older, he raced with her again, and he beat her, because she had she was heavier. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, hadhihi bitilka. He said that this victory is for that victory. So you beat me then, and I beat you here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا شَرِبَتْ سَيْدَ عَائِشَ مِنَ الْإِنَاءِ أَخَذَهُ فَوَضَعَ فَمَهُ عَلَى مَوْضِعِ فَمِهَا وَشَرِبَ. When Sayyidah Aisha would drink, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would take the glass that she had drank from, and he would drink from the spot where she had drank from, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make her feel happy, to make her feel loved. When she would, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she would eat, وَإِذَا تَعَرَّقَتْ عَرْقًا وَهُوَ الْعَظْمُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ اللَّخَمْ أَخَذَهُ فَوَضَعَ فَمَهُ عَلَى مَوْضِعِ فَمِهَا. When she would eat meat, she would take a piece of meat and she would take a bite into it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take it, and he would bite from the same place where she bit it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يتكئ في حجرها ويقبلها وهو صائم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be in her room, in her lap, and he would kiss her while he was fasting, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sayyidah Aisha, she said that he was able to control himself more than any other man could. So when he kissed Sayyidah Aisha, when he was fasting, it did not lead to any invalidation of the fast because of the control that he had over himself. But the lesson to take here is that when he was doing this, he did this in order to make her happy. He did this in order to enter joy into her heart. Sayyidah Aisha, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had guests, and he was in the house of Sayyidah Aisha. It was her turn, and the time for food came, and Sayyidah Salama, she sent a dish of food, and Sayyidah Aisha, she was cooking food, and she wanted to be the one to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his guests, especially when they were in her house. But Salama came, and her food came, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kulu bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَوَضَعَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَوَضَعَنَا أَيْدِيَنَا. He put his hand into the container of food, and we all put our hands into the container of food. فَأَكَلْنَا وَعَائِشَةُ تَصْنَعُ طَعَامًا عَجَّلَتْهُ. And Sayyidah Aisha was making food, and she was rushing. And she saw that the food had come, And when she finished making her food, فَلَمَّا فَرَغَتْ مِنْ طَعَامِهَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ فَوَضَعَتْهُ وَرَفَعَتْ وَرَفَعَتْ صَحْفَةَ أُمْ سَلَمَةَ فَكَسَرَتْهَا. She took the food that Umm Salama had brought. She put her food down and she threw it on the ground and she broke it in front of everybody because she was jealous. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the companions, they're shocked. They said that here's somebody, they must have, who knows what they must have been thinking. So rude with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What kind of a wife does he have? And she's disrespectful. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw what had happened and he said, "Kulu bismillah." He turns to them and he said, "Eat in the name of Allah." So the food that Sayyidah Aisha had put down, he pointed to that food and said, "Eat, bismillah." And he said, "Gharat ummukum, gharat ummukum." He said, "Your mother has become jealous. Your mother has become jealous." The reason why he said this, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was in order to, so that they wouldn't think badly of her, so that they wouldn't get upset. He was saying that, first of all, she's your mother, because the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the mothers of the believers. And then he said that it's because she got emotional, she got angry, she lost control of herself and she did this, and so it's okay. And he took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he took the ثم أعطى صحفتها أم سلمة وقال طعام مكان طعام وإناء مكان إناء. He gave her dish that to Umm Salama, because she had broken Umm Salama's, and he gave Umm Salama's broken dish to her. And he said that a dish in place of another dish and food in place of another food. So this tells you the fact that she did this in front of the guests of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you something about how their relationship was when they weren't there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha, she didn't used to stand before him with respect, "Ya Rasulullah, whatever you say, I'll obey you and I'll never disobey you." She is a great siddiqa, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they had a normal husband-wife relationship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't impose himself upon her. You see this from other situations. Once there was a man who came and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخَذَتْهُ رِعْدَةٌ, and he began to shiver out of reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, هَوِّنْ عَلَيْكَ فَإِنَّمَا أَنَبْنُ إِمْرَأَةٍ مِنْ مَكَّةَ كَانَتْ تَأْكُلُ قُدَيْد لِمَكَّةَ. He said, I am but the child of a woman who used to eat jerky, dried meat, in Mecca. And he listened to him and he commanded him, he asked what he needed and he gave him what he needed. And then he told his companions to have humility. He told his companions to have tawadu. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to be humble to each other. فَتَوَاضَعُوا حَتَّى لَا يَبْغِي أَحَدٌ عَلَى أَحَدٍ وَلَا يَفْقَرَ أَحَدٌ عَلَى أَحَدٍ. He said, have humility so that none of you oppresses anyone else, and none of you boasts and puts themselves up above anyone else. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was like that at home with Sayyidah Aisha and with all of his wives. Sayyidah Aisha, once the Abyssinians, they came and visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they were putting on a performance in the masjid, and they were singing and they were saying, "Muhammadun Abdun Saleh, Muhammadun Abdun Saleh," and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called her to watch so that she would have a good time. And she watched, and she was leaning on the shoulder of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as she was watching. When she was younger than that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to call the girls of the Ansar, younger girls of the Ansar, to come and play with her. He understood that children needed to play. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he treated her with humility, he treated her well. And that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would, he used to كان يخصف عليه, he used to repair his own shoes, ويخيط ثوبه, and he used to repair his own clothes, ويفلي ثوبه, and he would clean his clothes himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was praying, and he went into sujood, and the companions, they noticed that he made a sujood for a very long time. And they said, and after he gave salams, they asked him, why did you make such a long sujood? And he said that, irtahalani ibni. He said that my son, Sayyiduna al-Hasan, he rode on me like an animal. Like, so he's taking a ride. And so he said he disliked, he waited until he finished praying and he got off, and then he came out of sujood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once when he was giving a khutbah, Sayyiduna al-Hasan and Sayyiduna al-Husayn came running to him in the khutbah, and they were wearing red clothes. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he bent down and he picked them up. He said that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب ذات يوم على المنبر فجاء الحسن والحسين عليه عليه والحسين عليهما قميصان أحمران يمشيان يتعثران. He said that that Sayyidina al-Hassan al-Hussein, his grandchildren, they came and they were wearing red thobes, red garments. So they're little children, and they're coming and they're running and they're tripping in the middle of the Friday prayer as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving the khutbah. And the Prophet sallallahu فنزل النبي sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the middle of the Friday prayer, he came down from the minbar. He picked them up and he put them in front of him as he was giving the Friday khutbah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to kiss his grandchildren, and you can learn from that that he used to kiss his children as well. But the reports of his children, we don't have as many, because those that was before he became a prophet. But you see him with his grandchildren, and he used to kiss his grandchildren. And one of the Al-Aqra ibn Habis in ra'a an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yuqabbilu al-Hasan, and he was kissing Sayyidina al-Hasan, fa qala inna li 'ashrata abna' ma qabbaltu wahidan minhum, said, I have 10 children, I've never kissed any of them. Fa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam innahu man la yarham la yurham. He said, somebody who does not have mercy is not shown mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sayyida Fatima would enter upon him and visit him later on, he would honor her. This is his daughter. This is how he was with his children. وَكَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ ابْنَتُهُ فَاطِمَةً يَقُومُ لَهَا وَيُقَبِّلُهَا وَيَقُولُ لَهَا مَرْحَبًا بِابْنَتِي. He would stand up to greet his daughter. He wouldn't say, now go do this, go do the dishes, now serve me, now do that. He would stand up and he would say, welcome to my
ذكر التقبيل ذكر سيد التقبيل بين في جبهتها
كان نعم يقبلها ويقول لها مرحبا يا ابنتي.
ذكروا في جبهتها.
نعم نعم. So he said, Sayyid Ibn Munir is saying that he used to kiss her when she would come, and he would kiss her on her forehead. This is and you know, to show kindness and fondness, and also هذا إكرام سيدي.
نعم سيدي.
هذا إكرام يعني هنا هنا أن يكون ال.
وموضع يعني موضع يعني يليق بالرحم أكثر من مكان آخر يعني.
So he would kiss her on her forehead ويجلسها على يمينه وربما بسط لها ثوبه. And he would sit her down beside her, beside him, on his right hand side. And sometimes he would take a garment, one of his clothes. Maybe he would take off his rida and put it down and have her sit on it. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one of the amazing things about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he, when he died, he had 9 wives, and he passed away, and he had all of his children died in his lifetime except Sayyidah Fatima, but he had grandchildren, and there were other grandchildren that were alive while he was alive, and he had the children of his wives who took care of them. They were in his house, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the fact that he was the messenger of Allah, probably because he's the messenger of Allah, he taught people, he led people in prayer, he gave lessons, he led the army, he had all of these important things to do, but his character was so sublime that he was able to do all of these things with everything, with everybody, spend time with his companions, and he would spend time with his wife, he would spend time with his children, and he loved them and they loved him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله كلنا نحتاج إلى دورة عنده صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of us need a course with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الأول في كل شيء. زوج هو الأول، والد هو الأول، قائد هو الأول، سياسي هو الأول، عسكري هو الأول، في الأمانة هو الأول، في الصدق هو الأول، هو الأول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
He's the first in everything. He's the first. He's the best husband. He's the best in everything. He's the best husband. He's the best father. He's the best leader. He's the best general. He's the best in character. He's the best in forbearance. He's the best in everything. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kammalahu. Subhanahu man kammalahu. Addabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi.
Glory be to the one who perfected him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's reported from him that he said that my Lord taught me manners and he made them excellent. He gave me excellent manners. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Does anybody have any questions? So I have a question. It's a general question that applies here as well. هو سؤال عام لكن ينطبق على ما نحن فيه. إذا كان الشخص عنده واجبات كثيرة يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يأتيه الخدم والأمة وكل وكان يعني يقبل على كل أحد ولا ف وأكيد كان عنده يعني واجبات كثيرة فكيف يعني إذا كان عند الشخص واجب من الواجبات ورآه أهم من مثلا يعني قضاء الوقت مع شخص يعني هو يعني يوجد خير في ملاطفته فكيف الـ كيف الـ كيف العمل؟
يعني ممكن أن يستأذن منه ويكون في موعد بينه وبينه يعني يرتب موعد آخر إذا كان هناك شيء أبدى يعني أو أهم من هذا الواجب. طبعا هو كله واجبات يعني هذا ليس بواجب. حق أخوك واجب عليك لكن ربما يكون هناك يعني أمر أولى من أمر فيقدم هذا على هذا بحسن التلطف مع أخيه.
So I said that sometimes somebody might have important things to do, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, servants could come to him, little girls could come to him, anyone could come to him, and he would give them his full attention. He would go with them. He would respond to what they had to say. He wouldn't let go of their hand until they let go of it first. So my question was that how can we, if we have important things to do, and obligations, and there's someone who needs our time, then what do we do? And so he said that we give priority to the more important things, and and our brothers have importance as well, so by extension our families. So that's a wajib as well. It's wajib on us to give time to our Muslim brothers and sisters, to our families, to our children. But one prioritizes, and you make an appointment with the other person and who's in your view is more important, and then you tell this other person that I have an appointment, and you speak to him in a nice and gentle way, seek his permission to go and take care of the other appointment.
وهذا قياس على استئذانه صلى الله عليه وسلم لبعض أزواجه في القيام في الليل. استأذنهم عليه الصلاة والسلام لمغادرة الفراش.
We can take this from the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would spend long hours at night in prayer, but he would do this and he would take permission from his wives. He would say, do you permit me to pray Salat al-Tahajjud? And they would give him permission. And he could have just gotten up and said, I need to pray. But he gave them permission because when he was sleeping with them, that was a right that they had. He saw it as a right and an obligation that they had over him.
سمعت من سيدي حاتم في معرض كنا نتكلم في شيء, ذكر لي يعني حالة من حالات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول مرة سبحان الله يعني تطرق مسمعي, أنه ذاهب إلى صلاة العشاء عليه الصلاة والسلام فعلى باب المسجد أو قريب من باب المسجد أوقفه أحد يعني أصحاب أو أحد يعني من أراد منه حاجة صلى الله عليه وسلم فوقف معه صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم أقيمت الصلاة وبقي يتكلم معه صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم الصحابة رأوا يعني هذا وانشغال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الأخ وأكمل حديثه صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى طال الوقت فمنهم من الصحابة من نام في المسجد لطول الوقت الذي قضاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حواره مع ذلك الرجل حتى انتهى منه تماما يعني ودخل إلى المسجد وأقيمت الصلاة فاحتاج بعض الصحابة لأن يجددوا وضوءهم لأنهم يعني أخذهم النوم. كم هذا الوقت الذي قضاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد أقيمت الصلاة مع رجل لحاجته وقف معه صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا 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 لا, لا نتعقل. والله أول مرة أسمع هذا يعني شيء عجيب منه صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليس عجيب من أخلاقه صلى الله عليه وسلم, لكن يعني يظهر لنا الصلاة يعني أفضل الأعمال وممكن أن يؤجل الرجل إلى بعد الصلاة, لكنه لم يؤجله وأخذ في حق أخيه. يعني هذا يدل على كم أنه حق الأخ على أخيه, نأخذ منه عبرة.
He heard an event from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Sidi Hatim Yusuf. He said he heard it for the first time, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was once going to the Isha prayer, and he came to the door of the masjid, and the iqama had been given, and everybody was ready to pray, and a man started speaking to him about a need that he had. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to him, listened to him, went back and forth, talked to him, and the iqama has already been given, and it took so long that some of the companions, as they fell asleep waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then when he came inside and the iqama was given again, they had to get up and make their wudu again in order to pray. So what we said, that this is the it's the prayer is the greatest obligation. He could have said to that man that let's pray and then I'll talk to you afterwards. But he stood with him, he spoke to him, and gave him everything that he needed, and then he went to pray. And so from this we learn about the rights of brotherhood that our brothers have over us. ما في لا يوجد
ما في أحد يستطيع أن يتكلم يعني هذا الميدان ميدانه صلى الله عليه وسلم من يستطيع والله يعني يجد الإنسان بينه وبين حال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا بون شاسع لا يلحق عليه الصلاة والسلام لكن نرجو أن إنما العلم بالتعلم وإنما الحلم بالتحلم نسأل الله أن يعني يأخذ بنواصينا لمتابعته في الأقوال والأفعال والأحوال.
So I remarked nobody has any questions. He says nobody is nobody can dare ask any questions because we're all because he said the Prophet sallallahu, he began it by saying that he has a lot to learn in this regard. And so now he says that the Prophet ﷺ is not somebody who can be caught up with, but we learn and we improve every day.
وجدنا من بعض مشايخنا بعضهم يعني رشحات من ذلك رشحات من ذلك كان أكثرها عند سيدنا الشيخ مصطفى رحمة الله عليه كان يعني هذا الأمر أظهر فيه من غيره فتجد يعني اهتمامه في زوجته وكذا يعني شيء ملفت للنظر يعني عندما مثلا كانوا مثلا يذهبون إلى بعض الأفراح ترى أم منير أن زوجة الشيخ يعني ما شاء الله يعني بلباسها يعني الراقي وبحليها يعني الكثير وتخرج يعني من الحقيبة التي معها شيء من المكسرات وكذا وكذا كان هذا كله يعني سمعت أنها قالت لها أنها هذا يعني الشيخ يعني يرتب لها هذا هذا ما رأيته في غير سيدنا الشيخ مصطفى يعني بهذا الشكل.
He said that Sheikh Mustafa Turkmani, this aspect was very apparent in him. So he would, he said that his wife Munir, she went to a celebration, and so there's a gathering for food, and she saw his wife, and she was wearing nice clothes, very exquisite clothes. She was wearing her jewelry. She had a purse, and in her purse there was candy, and she was handing out candy to people and to children. Munir heard from her that it was Sheikh Mustafa who had prepared all of that for her. He'd arranged for a nice dress, he'd arranged for beautiful jewelry, he'd arranged for these things so that she could go to the party in that way.
وشكى له بعض إخوانه، بعض إخوانه شكى له يعني أنه مشغول في أيام الأسبوع كثير، وحق الأهل يعني مقصر به، فكأنه ألزمه أن يفرغ يوما في الأسبوع لأخذهم إلى يعني نزهة أو كذا وكذا. قال هذا اليوم يجب على يعني عليك أن تفعله، يعني تغطي هذا الجانب الذي عندك من مشاغل وكذا وكذا وكذا.
One of his students mentioned to him how busy he was and he didn't have time for his family. And so he told him that he made him. He said, you must free out one day in the week where you completely devote yourself to your family and you take them out somewhere to a park, to have a picnic somewhere. And then on this day, you don't get distracted from them.
كذلك رشحة من سيدنا الشيخ شكري، مرة نحن في الدرس فقرأ الذي يقرأ العبارة، قرأ الحديث أن المرأة تنكح المرأة لأربع، حسبها، جمالها، مالها، دينها، وفز فظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. والشيخ قليل الكلام ولا يتكلم أبدا، فقرب رأسه حتى أصبح قريب من، وأنا عندما رأيت رأسه يقترب مني اقتربت منه حتى أصبحت فمه في أذني، فقال أنا أم أحمد، يعني زوجته، أم ليست أم أولاده، لأن أم أولاده كانت منتقلة، هذه بعد يعني أن انتقلت زوجته أم الأولاد. فعندما سمع هذا الحديث اقترب فمه إلى أذني ثم قال لي أم أحمد فيها هذه الأربع. أم أحمد الله يرحمها رحمة الله عليها توفيت قبله، يعني من عائلة عادية جدا وحالتها فقيرة جدا، حتى كان ينفق عليها وعلى أرحامها، لأنها متزوجة هي يعني كانت لها أولاد وكذا، ينفق على أبنائها وأبناء أبنائها وبناتها وكذا. وامرأة عادية يعني أخذها يعني هي طلبت أن يعني تخدمه، فأخذته كبيرة جدا، وامرأة عادية في كل شيء، لكن قال أم أحمد فيها هذه الأربع.
He said that Sheikh Shukri, whose life we had a beautiful lesson on, it's on, you can watch it on YouTube. He also had some of this. And so he said that once he was in a lesson and the person, the reader was reading the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a woman is married for four reasons: for her lineage, for her reputation, for her beauty, and for her religion. And so when the person who was reading the lesson said that, then Sheikh Shukri, he turned his head close to Sayyid Abu Munir to tell him something. And Sheikh Shukri, he barely ever spoke. And so as he turned his head to say something to Sayyid Abu Munir, he went and he turned his head towards him to listen. And he whispered to him, he put his mouth right on his ear and he whispered to him that Ahmed, his wife, has all four of these qualities. She has lineage, she has reputation, she has wealth, she has beauty, she has religion. And Sayyid Abu Munir, he comments that Ahmed, she was his second wife after his first wife had passed away. His first wife with whom he had children, she died. And then there was this other lady, she wanted to marry him. She had children herself. She had children and she had grandchildren. She wanted to be with him and serve him. And the sheikh used to take care of her, spend on her children, spend on her grandchildren, and take on their expense. And he said that she was from a poor family and she was very normal. And but he came to the, you know, he leaned and he said that to Sayyid Abu Munir that she has all four qualities. تفوهنا سيد إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله، الله يبارك لنا فيكم جميعا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك
وأتوب إليك. تذكرت شيء. يقول منير لأمه، يقول إذا جاءك الملكان في القبر فقولي لهم أنا زوجة أبو منير، فيقولون أنت كفى ما لقيته في الدنيا فتعفين من عذاب القبر. لذلك أقول لك نحن ما ليس لنا باعا في هذا الميدان أبدا، وهذا شاهد من الأسرة. قال أنت بس قولي لهم أنا زوجة منير، خلاص أنت تعفين. لون كذا ما يعني قمت به من ما قمت.
Sidi Abu Munir is a very generous man, and he hosts many people. And his house used to be known as the Free Damascus Hotel, where any stranger could come and live. And his wife would cook and serve his guests. And there are stories of how hard she worked, the unbelievable stories. And so Abu Munir is shaking his head, and he's saying that he isn't even close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. And he says that his son Munir, he said to his wife Munir that when you die and the angels come to ask you, then tell them that you are the wife of Abu Munir, and because of everything that you suffered in this world, you won't have any punishment of the next time. Please with them both and protect them.
Allah ilhamu nisamhuna sidi.
Says may Allah forgive us.
Amrak sidi amrak. Barakum inshaAllah ala khair.
We'll stop here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
صلي وسلم ربي وأنعم على المعلم.